Now, the rest of the story. The cherished motto of the United States Navy is, "Don't give up the ship." Echoing the immortal words of Captain James Lawrence uttered in the white heat of actual naval battle, "Don't give up the ship." And yet so remarkable were the circumstances under which the now world-famous command was given that it's worth your knowing the rest of the story. The so-called War of 1812 had spilled over into the spring of 1813, June 1. The British warship Shannon was prowling Boston Harbor. Naval historians know well the Shannon, a splendid 38-gun frigate, perhaps the most efficient vessel for its purpose in all of the Royal Navy. Her crew that day was comprised of disciplined experts. Her captain, Philip Broke, was not only one of Britain's best officers, but one of the most proficient artillerists in any navy anywhere. And the Shannon's daring invitation to American Captain James Lawrence was clear: come out and fight. There in Boston Harbor aboard his vessel, the Chesapeake, sat Captain Lawrence. The challenge facing him even greater than many accounts have represented. His crew, for example, inexperienced and uninterested, half mutinous, one historian called them. Just past noon, Captain Lawrence mustered them on spar deck for what was intended to be an inspiration, the hoisting of a flag bearing the words "Free Trade" and "Sailors' Rights," the delivery of a brief patriotic address. And yet for the foreigners aboard, the patriotic platitudes held no meaning, and the crew in general grumbled through the captain's speech, interrupting with grievances left over from voyages past. Morally and physically, practically none of Lawrence's men was fit for combat, which made it all the more obvious that unless he, the captain, between now and the first cannon blast, unless he could find some way to put some fire in the bellies of those serving under him, the Chesapeake would be lost. As the American frigate sailed out to battle the Shannon, as the American ship sailed out, crowds gathered on shore to watch. Even more adventurous spectators launched pleasure craft in the Chesapeake's wake for a closer look. The eyes of all Boston were upon Lawrence and his crew, the majority of them belonging to British sympathizers. It would be unthinkable to back down now. With impeccable precision, the two warships stalked each other. At 5:45, the Chesapeake stood at the Shannon's starboard beam. It was the British vessel that first opened fire. Lawrence, hoping to spur his men on, recklessly exposed himself personally to the torrent of flying lead, and one musket ball struck him squarely in the chest. And he was carried below. And it was then and there that Captain James Lawrence, mortally wounded, gave his final order. It was then and there that he gave the command that has echoed throughout history ever since: don't give up the ship. Dying words that have lived in the hearts of all men who have warred on the waves: don't give up the ship. To this day, it's the motto of the United States Navy: don't give up the ship. The insistence of all who would keep on keeping on. Even though 15 minutes after Captain Lawrence commanded his men, don't give up the ship, they gave up the ship. And now you know the rest of the story.